ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th कांटो चैप्टर 20 बलि महाराज सरेंडर्स द यूनिवर्स टू द टेक्स्ट 24-33. So on the board there is verse 33. So from 24-32 I myself reading, then we'll recite 33 together. संध्याम विभुर्वा शशि गुह्यक्षत प्रजापतिं जघने आत्ममुख्यान् नभ्याम नभ कुक्षिषु सप्त सिन्धु उरु क्रमाश्यो रसि चक्षमालाम्। बलि महाराज सो बेनिथ द गार्मेंट्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड वॉक्स वंडरफुली द इवनिंग ट्विलाइट इन द लॉर्ड्स प्राइवेट पार्ट्स ही सॉ द प्रजापतिस and in the round portion of the west he saw himself with his confidential associates. In the lord's naval he saw the sky. On the lord's west he saw the seven oceans, and on the lord's bosom he saw all the clusters of stars. Hrudiyanga dharmam stanayor murare ऋतं च सत्यं च मनसि अथेन्दुं श्रियं च विख्यासि अरविन्दहस्तां कण्ठे च सामनि समस्तरेफान्। इन्द्रप्रधानेन अमराभुजेषु तत्कर्णयो ककुभदयोश्च मूर्ध्नि केशेषु मेघान् सुसानां नासिकायाम् अख्यंश्च सूर्यं वदने च वह्निं वाण्यां च छन्दांसि रसे जलेशं भ्रुवोर्निषेधं च विधिं च पक्मासु अहश्च रात्रिं च परस्य पुंसो मन्यं ललाटे अधरे लोभं स्पर्शश्च कामं निपरेत शम्भ पृष्ठे तु अधर्मं क्रमणेषु अज्ञां छायेषु मृत्युं हसिते च मायां तनूरुहेषु असधी जतायश्च नदीश्च नादीषु शिलानखेषु बुधावजं देवगणान् ऋषिं च प्राणेषु गात्रे स्थिरजङ्गमानि सर्वाणि भूतानि ददर्श वीरः.
Translation: My dear king, on the heart of Lord Murari, he saw religion. On the chest, both pleasing words and truthfulness. In the mind, the moon. On the bosom, the goddess of fortune, with a lotus flower in her hand. On the neck, all the Vedas and all sound vibrations. On the arms, all the demigods headed by King Indra. In both ears, all the directions. On the head, the upper planetary systems. On the hair, the clouds. In the nostril, the wind. On the eyes, the sun. And in the mouth, fire. From his words came all the Vedic mantras. On his tongue was the demigod of water, Varunadev. On his eyebrows were the regulative principles. And on his eyelids were day and night. When his eyes were open, it was daytime. And when they are closed, it was night. On his forehead was anger. And on his lips was greed. O king, in his touch were lusty desires. In his semen were all the waters. On his back was religion. And in his wonderful activities or steps was the fire of sacrifice. On his shadow was death. In his smile was the illusory energy. And on the hair of his body were all the drugs and herbs. In his veins were all the rivers. On his nails were all the stones. On his intelligence were Lord Brahma, the demigods and the great saintly persons, and throughout his entire body and senses were all living entities, moving and stationary. Bali Maharaj thus saw everything in the gigantic body of the Lord.
Sarvatmanidam bhuvanam nirikhya sarvesura kasmalam apuranga sudarsanam chakram asayatejo dhanuscha sarangam stanayitnu ghosam.
O king, when all the demons, the followers of Bali Maharaj, saw the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who held everything within his body, when they saw the Lord's hand, his disc, known as the Sudarshan Chakra, which generates intolerable heat, and when they heard the tumultuous sound of his bow, all of this caused lamentation within their hearts. Text 31.
Parjanya ghosa jalaja panchajanya kaumodaki vishnu gadatarasini vidyadharasi satachandra juktas tunottamau akhyayasayakhyaucha.
The Lord's consul named Panchajanya, which made sounds like that of a cloud, the very forceful cloud named Kaumudaki, the sword named Vidyadhara, with a shield decorated with hundreds of moon-like spots, and also Akshayasayakaha, the best of quivers. All of these appear together to offer prayers to the Lord. Text 32, 33 together.
Sunanda mukhya upatasthuruisam parsada mukhya sahalokapala spurat kiritangadamina kundala
श्रीवत्स रत्नोत्तम मेखलालंबरई। नाउ टेक्स्ट 33। मधुव्रतस्र वनमालयावृत रराज राजन भगवान उरुक्रमः हितिं पदैकेन बलेर्विचक्रमे नभ शरीरेण दिशश्च बहुभिः। वर्ड मीनिंग मधुव्रत ऑफ बीज श्रक इन व्हिच देयर वाज ए गार्लैंड वनमालया बाय द फ्लावर गार्लैंड आवृतः कवर रराज प्रिडोमिनेंटली मैनिफेस्टेड राजन ओ किंग भगवान सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड है उरुक्रम हु इज प्रोमिनेंट बाय हिज वंडरफुल एक्टिविटीज खितिम द होल सर्फेस ऑफ द वर्ल्ड पदायकेन बाय वन फुट स्टेप बले ऑफ बली महाराज विचक्रमे कवर नभ द स्काय शरीरेन बाय हिज बॉडी दिशः च एंड ऑल डायरेक्शंस बाहुभी बाय हिज आर्म्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन फॉर द बोथ वर्स 32 एंड 33। ट्रांसलेशन दीज एसोसिएट्स हेडेड बाय सुनंद एंड अदर चीफ एसोसिएट्स accompanied by all the predominating deities of the various planets offered prayers to the Lord who wore a brilliant helmet, bracelets and glittering earrings and resembled fish. On the Lord's bosom were the lock of hair called Srivatsa and the transcendental jewel named Kaustubha. He wore a yellow garment covered by a belt and he was decorated by a flower garland surrounded by bees. Manifesting himself in this way, O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities are wonderful, covered the entire surface of the earth with one footstep, the sky with his body, and all directions with his arms. Purport. One might argue, since Bali Maharaj promised Vamanadev only the land occupied by his steps, why did Lord Vamanadev occupy the sky also? In this regard, Srila Jiva Goswami says that the steps include everything, downward and upward. When one stands up, he certainly occupies certain parts of the sky and certain portion of the earth below his feet. Thus, there was nothing uncommon for the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he occupied the entire sky with his body. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुभे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं दधाति सोपदान्तिकम्। वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो देयर वर फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 34 नर्सरी टेक्स्ट 24 टू 33 हाउ मेनी वर्सेस 10 वर्सेस। सो लॉर्ड ऑल्सो सो हिज यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म स्प्रेडिंग एवरीवेयर 10 डिरेक्शंस। So this verse described the universal form of the Supreme Lord, Vamanadeva. Vamanadeva also appeared before as as Sutapa and Prushni, they performed austerity for 10,000 years in Satyayuga and they desired the Supreme Lord as their son. So for the first time he appeared as Prushni Garbha. Mother was Prushni, so that's why he was in that incarnation known as Prushni Garbha. And he mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling to Sanatana Goswami, this Prushni Garbha gave benediction to Dhruva Maharaj. He appeared before Dhruva Maharaj and to fulfill his desires. Then this is the second time because he promised to Sutapa Prushni he will become their son for 3 times. So first time appeared as Prushni Garbha. Second time now he appeared as Vamanadev as the son of Kashyapa and Aditi. The same Sutapa Prushni appeared again as Kashyapa and Aditi and their son Vamanadev appeared. Third time he will appear again as Krishna, as the son of Vasudev and Devagrita. Same Sutapa Prushni or Kashyapa Aditi, again they will appear as Vasudev Devaki and their son will be Krishna. So this is Lord's promise for 3 times become son. So here we see the wonderful pastimes of Lord Vamanadev. Janma karma chame divyam evam jo vyati tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti. So Arjuna 4:9 Gita. So Krishna told his appearance and his pastimes are transcendental. They are not like our birth and our karmas. We are subject to karma bandhan, but Krishna is not. He is above karma. He is not responsible to anyone. When he appeared, we are appearing with under the control of Mahamaya. But Krishna is appeared Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. He appeared by his own internal potency. And he controls everything, all of us, with his external potency. So that's why Lord's appearance and his activity, they are all transcendental. And if someone attentively hear and his full faith on this Lord's pastimes, his appearance pastimes, then he, after leaving this body, he'll return back to Godhead. So here he described how Lord appeared just like a dwarf, this dwarf incarnation, small dwarf, and he appeared before Bali Maharaj, because Bali Maharaj forcefully just occupied the heavenly planet. He kicked out Indra from his post. Forcefully he became Indra. But this post Indra was given by the Supreme Lord himself to, who was sitting there as Indra. This post was given to him by the Lord. But Bali Maharaj, in other way, indirectly, he rejects the authority of the Supreme Lord. So that's why Lord appeared, but hearing the prayer of Mother Aditi, who performed Payavrata, and how many days Payavrata was performed? 12 days, starting from Phalguna Pratipad to Dwadasi. This is the, we are seeing that the Dhruva Maharaj appeared, Dhruva Maharaj by his austerity for 6 months, he saw the Supreme Lord face to face. But how many days Mother Aditi performed austerity to see the Lord face to face? Only 12 days. Only 12 days by performing austerity, following the instructions of his, instructions of her husband Kashyapa Muni, to whom he, whom she considered as her husband also as spiritual master. So Vamanadev appeared, but he not appeared like ordinary child. Just ordinary child come out from the womb of his mother, then started crying. Lord was not crying. Not he was naked. When he appeared before his father and mother, appeared from the womb of Mother Aditi, just he was divinely dressed, with yellow garment, with a he was decorated with different ornaments. On his ear, his makara kundal. In his neck, he was wearing a kaustubha mani that is spreading up to his chest. The shivatsa chinna on his chest, that some white hairs on his bosom. And Lakshmi was sitting there. Lakshmi, that is the place of Lakshmi. That is very nicely described in previous verses. So Lord also wearing a Vaijayanti mala. So Vaijayanti mala, that is special made with different five flowers, at least minimum five flowers, more than five flowers, different scented flowers, very nice smell. And Lord also decorated with different weapons. What is the name of his principal weapon? Chakra, Sudarshan, everyone knows. What is his sword? Name of his sword? Vidyadhar. What is name of his bow? Saranga. It is Sarangapani. But why Ramchandra's bow, what is name? No. Ramchandra's bow? Kodanda. But this Krishna's bow is Saranga. But Bamanadev's bow is also named here as Saranga. Sarangapani. Kodandapani is Ramchandra. He is Kodanda. He is. So, and this is very nicely described. Makara Kundala. So many, everything, the ornaments were decorated with. Everything. Then when he spread everywhere, Bamanadeva, because he promised to give 3 steps of land. Who? Bali Maharaj. Even he, by rejecting the opinion of his own guru, so-called guru, not the spiritual master cannot instruct the disciple to act against the will of the Supreme Lord. He always connect this disciple with the Lord Vishnu, his spiritual master. So anyway, Shukracharya told, don't give anything. He will take everything. Bali Maharaj could not recognize who is this small dwarf. But Shukracharya, being the topmost intelligent person, Kabi Nang Masuna Kabi, he is the, among all the intelligent persons, I am Shukracharya. Krishna himself told. He is my Vibhuti. He is also Krishna's, one of Krishna's opulents. So anyhow, Shukracharya told, he is Vishnu. You cannot give 3 steps. 1 step he will take everything. All your earthly possessions. Another feet he will take your heavenly planets, everything. By spreading his own body, he will take everything. He will spread everywhere. Where you will put your 3rd feet? Now how you give your 3rd feet? You cannot even keep your promise. You are a fool. And he was chastising Bali Maharaj. Just tell, no, I don't want to give. Simple thing. But Bali Maharaj told, no, I am great grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. I know how Lord Vishnu protects my grandfather. So I cannot reject my promise. I cannot cheat a Brahman. He appeared as a Brahmin Brahmachari. How can I cheat him? A Kshatriya cannot disrespect a Brahmana. If he promised something to give to Brahmana, he gives. Even if he is not originally Brahmana, or even if he is hidingly or by some other way, just dressed, he is not a Brahmin, but still he is dressing himself as a Brahmin. Still he comes for alms, a Kshatriya king gave him. Even if you see the time of Jarasandha, even Jarasandha was a Kshatriya king. And three peoples, they come hidingly, and they are not Brahmana, but they dress themselves as a Brahmana with dhoti uttari and also with sacred thread. Who? Arjun, Krishna and Bhim. And they appear to Jarasandha. Then they ask, Jarasandha make promise ever? Yes, you are Brahmans. Whatever you ask, I will fulfill your desires. But Jarasandha could understand these 3 years, they are not Brahmana by their appearance. They have marks on their shoulder by carrying their bow. Before they regularly carry the Kshatriyas, they carrying their bow, there is mark. But still, Jarasandha told, because you are coming as a Brahmana, I will fulfill your desires. Don't worry. He told, I know who are you. He is Krishna, he is Arjuna and he is Bhima. I don't want to fight with Krishna because Krishna was run away one time. He has drawn a sword. One time he left the war and I don't want to again fight with this coward. I don't want to fight with Arjuna. Sorry, because he is so thin. I have the power of 10,000 elephants. Only person fit to fight with me, who? Bhima. Because they ask, the arm is to fight us, fight with them. So anyhow, still Jarasandha He was dead, but still he kept his promise. So what about Bali Maharaj, his son of Prahlad Maharaj? He told, I cannot cheat a Brahman or Brahmachari. Whatever he like, I will give. So he knows everything. What will happen? The Shukracharya already told before. This, so he knows everything. But still, he kept his promise. He told, if he is Vishnu, he will never do something harm person who surrendered completely to at his feet. Whatever he will do, that is for the benefit of all of us. Everything belongs to him. Isavhasyam idam sarvam jatkincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjita magridha kasya siddhanam. Everything belongs to him. And all of us, according to our previous karma, we get a certain portion of Lord's property for our daily living, for our sense gratification. One must be satisfied with that. If someone grabs something which is not belongs to him forcefully, then he will be retreated, as by Lord Bhamanudabh did here. Because Bali Maharaj forcefully he just snatched the kingdom of Indra. That's why Bali Maharaj appeared. He gave Lord promise to Prahlad Maharaj, I will not kill anyone in your ancestry after killing this Hiranyakashipu. I will not kill anyone else afterwards. So Lord knows I cannot kill Bali because I have promised to Prahlad not to kill anyone. Moreover, Bali is a devotee, he is not a demon. By just name, he is a demon. But actually, he was fully surrendered devotee to Krishna. That's why he is known as Atmanivedanam. He is Acharya for, he is Mahajana for Atmanivedanam, surrendering everything to Krishna. So, whatever Shukracharya forecasted, so now Bali Maharaj, when he took Sankalpa, took water, even Bali did not necessarily. Shukracharya did not want my disciples should do sankalpa for to give charity. Even not he is following my instructions. So I am intelligent. I should not allow my disciple to give him everything. Then I have to go again begging door to door. This is the false gurus. They think to maintain themselves with the property of their disciples. The property of his disciples belongs to for Krishna's service. So anyhow, when Bali Maharaj was taking water from his commandalu, there is a little hole, the water can come out. So when this Shukracharya went taking the shape of a fly and sitting in between this small hole, he stopped the hole, the water could not come. So Bali Maharaj again and again trying to take water for Sankalpa, Sivishnu, 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 Apavitra, Pavitrava, Sarvavastha, Gotopiva, Jasmare, Pundari, Kakhya, Savaya, Bhyantara, Suchi, he has to become pure to give charity. But water not coming out. What can he do? He looking to Bhamandev. Bhamandev knows everything, why what is going on. So he took one kusagrass from his command, Brahmachari. Just put it inside. Pull it inside. Immediately one, he was sitting as a fly, so one eye was gone. That's why still Shukracharya has only one eye, Bhamandev, finished. If a guru, a spiritual master, give wrong instruction to the disciple, then this is the result. So Bhamandev just pull this kusagrass inside, then one eye was lost. Immediately come out and fell down in the feet of Bhamandev. Bhamandev told Shukracharya, this is punishment for your act. In future, don't give any such instruction to your disciples. That is against my supreme will. So anyhow, so by now Bali Maharaj is promised to give. He took up this sankalpa. Then he knows what will happen. So he saw that this universal power. Immediately Vamanadeva spread himself. When he did sankalpa, then he spread himself everywhere. Eh? Just the previous verses that described very nicely how Lord spread everywhere. Where he saw Bali Maharaj, Bali Maharaj himself saw. Where? In the universal form of the Lord. Where is the Bali Maharaj? In the west. In west, around the west he saw himself and all his associates. Bali Maharaj himself is there. And spread everywhere, Lord. But Prabhupada is writing in a purport because time is short. Prabhupada is writing in a purport that someone may be argue, one might argue, since Bali Maharaj promised Vamandev only the land occupied by his steps, why did Lord Vamanadeva occupy the sky also? Because he spread his, only 3 feet of land. Yes, okay, 3 feet. So first, which feet he used for measurement? Which one? Which feet? Now this, which feet? Rupa is quoted from Jiva Goswami in his purport that, actually this is the original word. Ekena dakhinena padabikhya vikhipyamana charanena. Ekena, one step, dakhinena. Which feet? Right feet. Right foot. Ekena dakhinena padabikhya pyamana. Just right feet. Charanena, right feet. He put here, he just spread his right feet. It's covered entire the earthly planet. Just 1 feet he spread. First he saw a dwarf, but when he spread his body, he become Trivikrama. He become Trivikrama. Everywhere he spread. So when one, his Prabhupada is telling that, one may be argue that he asked for only occupy, why he occupy the sky? Just land, he can occupy the land. Okay, his feet is spread everywhere. So only plant. But why he spread himself in the sky? So when one person to purchase a building, so what happened? They occupy the, although also the sky, over his roof, the area also belongs to him. Also, Prabhupada is telling certain areas below his feet. So that is naturally. We ask land, but when he stand himself, then everything. He is a person. So he spread everything, his body covered everywhere also. So body also belongs to the Lord. So when asking 1 feet means 1 feet, just put 1 feet, but this feet was just spread all over the world, all over the earthly planet. He occupied the earthly planet, then he's, because he is a person, he spread, his body was also spread everywhere. His body is spread everywhere. So that is not, Lord is not cheating. He just, he gave a chance to Bali Maharaj to consider. That's why Shukracharya told everything in truth, that who is this man and how he will take everything. He already heard, Bali Maharaj heard everything. He knows everything. But still, he also knows that Lord cannot do anything wrong. He is Bhakta Vatsala. He is a protector of his devotees. He maintains his devotees. You are, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tumita Rakhyaka Palaka Amar Tomara Charana Vina Asana Hiyar. You are my protector and you are my maintainer. Tumita Rakhyaka Palaka Amar. I have no other shelter other than your lotus feet. So Bali Maharaj knows this. So the Lord Vishnu cannot destroy his devotee. Because we can see afterwards how Lord conquered everything, but actually he himself got conquered by Bali Maharaj. And he very humbly told to Bali, "Oh Bali, actually, if you have desire to have to become the king of heaven, why you not ask me? I could give that post to you. I gave this service to someone who have occupied that post, Indra,
then why you forcefully snatch that without asking me? That's why you are get punished. Otherwise, I could give Mek Indra. Don't worry. In forthcoming Manvantara, Sabarni Manvantara, again you will become king of heaven. I will make you in, I will give that post to you. Because you have that desire, you manifested that desire. So, as a devotee, we should learn, we should not disobey the orders of Supreme, to will of Supreme Lord. And generally the spiritual masters, they never ask to disciple not to surrender to Krishna. Spiritual master always guide his disciples, surrender to Krishna, surrender to Krishna, surrender to Krishna. Krishna told, anyone who surrenders at my lotus feet, I could fulfill all his desire. Narottama Das, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Saranga saranagati hoibe jaharo tahar prarthana suni sinanda kumar. Nanda Kumara Krishna, he hears the prayers of that person who surrendered completely. Saranga saranagati. He uses all his senses in service of the master of senses. That is bhakti. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. So if someone surrendered, he never lose anything. Bali Maharaj surrendered, he lose anything? No. Lord sent him to Sutala Loka and he told, see, the Sutala Loka is I kept the opulence that is equal to Vaikuntha. Even Indra, he did not have this opulence. But because I am giving this opulence to you, Indra will be envious, then demigods will come again attack you. So that's why to protect you, I will be your chowkidar. I will be your bodyguard, I will stand just in front of your palace. So that is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Actually, Lord tried to bound whom? Bali Maharaj with Nagaphasa, with the rope of Varuna. But actually he himself caught. Bali Maharaj caught him by the power of his devotion. By surrendering everything to the Supreme Lord, actually he purchased Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord cannot go anywhere. He stay there. Lakshmi himself come, sorry, Lakshmi herself come and pray to Bali, please return my husband. This is the glory of a devotee. Even Bali Maharaj was worshipped by Lakshmi. They worship each other because when Lakshmi Devi come by searching his husband and with Narada's instruction he come to Sutala Loka and he saw there in the main gate of Bali Maharaj palace, Lord is standing. Lakshmi is requesting, why? What are you doing here? Let's go to Vaikuntha. But Lord just put his face down and tears flow down. He told, I have no power. Go and ask Bali. If he'll permit me, then I can go. This is the power of devotion, how he bound Krishna. Lakshmi Devi went and she was crying and started worshipping Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, what are you doing? You are goddess of fortune. So Bali Maharaj also come down and he also start worshipping Lakshmi. Then Lakshmi Devi told, on this particular day when I worship you, that is the same day of the day when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. That day in calendar you will see Govardhan Puja. And down you will see Bali Daitya Raj Pujan. So when the goddess of fortune come down to worship Bali Maharaj, take her husband Narayan to his own abode. So this is the glory. That's why he was known as one of the Mahajans, the last Mahajan who surrendered everything to Krishna. By surrendering everything, he became a Mahajan. So we must learn this lesson from this episode. So it is already time, 2 minutes, 1 or 2 minutes, I stop here. Anyone, any question or comment? Yes.
That the Lord punished Bali Maharaj. arrival of Tiffany to the host of Indra, right in snatching. We see in the material world people try people hard to improve their women's conditions. So
hard to
work hard to improve their material condition. So how do we differentiate between work which is required to be done to achieve one's destiny versus a work which is done to achieve more than what is allowed by the Lord?
सुखं इंद्रियकं दैत्या देहो जोगेन देहिना सर्वत्र लभ्यते दैवात् यथा दुख अजत्मतः. हु टोल्ड दिस? प्रहलाद महाराज. व्हाट एवर मिजरी हैव टू सफर दैट यू ऑटोमेटिकली कम टू यू जस्ट लाइक यू वांट इट और यू डोंट वांट इट. सिमिलरली व्हाट एवर अपुलेंस यू हैव सपोज टू गेट that will also get by simply one hard work one cannot be successful. The sanction of the Lord is there. Gita in 18th chapter 13 or 14 verse Krishna is telling the five factor. For any success there is five factor. You will act with your body, with senses, you will endeavor, but final result will be given by Daiva Panchama Karanam. So unless it is sanctioned by Lord, you cannot do anything. Miche maya baddha jiva asa pase phire tabo ichha bina kichu karite na pare. So anyhow, Prahlad Maharaj telling dukhang indriyakam daitya jat deho jogena dehina. Just sons of demons he was teaching to his classmates. Whatever miseries you have to suffer, you are already destined from because of previous karma and previous births. Similarly, whatever opulence you are supposed to enjoy in this lifetime, that is also fixed. So you don't waste your time. Whatever doing this, you will enjoy it in next life. Anyhow. So that's why Prahlad Maharaj advised tat prayasa na kartavya jata ayu vaya param. Tat prayasa na kartavya jata ayu vaya param. तथा बिंदते खेमं मुकुंद चरणाम भुजं. डोंट वेस्ट योर टाइम एक्टिंग मेटेरियली टू अचीव सम मेटेरियल डिस्टिंक्शन नेम फेम पोजिशन देर ऑल टेम्पररी. आवर ओनली ड्यूटी इज टू मुकुंद चरणाम भुजं सरेंडर्ड एट दी लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्ण. यस सो एवरीवन गेट चांस. ओके यू कैन आस्क वन मोर.
Shukracharya, he identified Vishnu, and we may presume he also knew that he was a spirit soul. We may presume he also knew that he was a spirit soul and servant of Vishnu. Despite having this knowledge, he was going against Vishnu. And I can also sometimes feel that I know Krishna is there. Theoretically, I am a servant of Vishnu. Still, there is a desire to enjoy. How do we overcome that?
Unless Krishna say tomorrow, कृष्ण दीते पार तुमार सकती आछे आमी तो कांगा कृष्ण कृष्ण बोली धाई तब पाचे पाचे. अनलेस यू हैव दिस मेंटालिटी बाय वन्स प्राइड यू कैन गिविंग एवरीथिंग नो बट यू डिड नॉट केयर अबाउट योर प्राइड यू हैव टू सरेंडर. दैट्स अनलेस यू कम टू द स्टेज कृष्ण से तुमार कृष्ण दीते पार तुमार सकती आछे आमी तो कांगा कृष्ण कृष्ण बोली धाई. Unless you surrender to, surrender, you give up your pride, cannot get. Okay. Yes.
As Bali Maharaj, when he took post of Indra, he did not care for God. He knew this position is given by God. So he rejected God that time.
Who?
Bali Maharaj. When he took the post of Indra,
Bali Maharaj not that is Kshatriya. It's Kshatriya. He is very, he knowingly not disobey the orders. This is unknowingly. He is not knowingly disobey the orders of how he surrendered everything. He just because they are brothers, they are one family. They are both son of Kashyapa Muni, Diti and Aditya, the sons of Aditi were Adityas, they are demigods. Sons of Diti and Danu, they are demons. So they are all this our family property. So like that. So Bali Maharaj not knowingly disobey.
Okay.
Anyone? Any other? Any question or comment?
ओके थैंक यू और ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय हरे कृष्ण।